Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们可以在主面前再一次来思想的寻求他心意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to gather before Him to beseech His thoughts and mind.
我们先来祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
谢谢你差你的儿子成为人，而且来完成的救赎。
Thank you for sending your beloved Son to become man and have completed salvation.
你不但赦免我们的罪，你也解决了我们那个罪，我们所受辖制的罪的权势。
Not only forgiving our sins, but also resolving the bondage of our sins.
也借着你的儿子来告诉我们怎样能够活在你面前。
And also through your Son, teach us that how we can live before you.
我们实在承认，说的人有限，翻译的人有限，听的人也有限。
We truly confess that the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear are so limited.
我们无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Without any other dependence, we wait before you.
求我们无限的父，无限的主，你从宝座把我们需要的话倾倒下来。
Do pray our infinite Father, infinite Lord, pour down your words from heaven.
让说的话，让说话的能够说得清楚。
So the one who speaks can speak clearly.
翻译的能翻得准确。
And also the one who translates can translate accurately.
听话的能够得到圣灵的启示。
Those who listen can receive the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
除了你做第一手的工作，否则我们不能有第一手的得着。
Unless you do the first-hand work, otherwise we cannot have any first-hand revelation.
我们把我们自己，把这个时间，把这个环境，把这一切知道不知道、看见看不见的，都交在你的手中。
We commit ourselves, our environment, and all those we can see or visible or invisible onto your hands.
愿你的智慧、你的大能在当中运行。
May your wisdom and mighty power be moved freely amongst here.
愿你的圣灵，无限量的圣灵来充满我们每一位。
And may your infinite of Holy Spirit fill each one of us.
带我们进入我们所要进入的。
Guide us into what we shall enter.
赐给我们得着我们所需要得着的。
And give us what we shall receive.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
先看启示录第二十二章第七节。
Let's turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride said, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come.And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
证明这是第二十节，证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Verse 20. He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
这一段是宣告主必快来。
This is to proclaim that our Lord shall come quickly.
希望主把这个话能够放在我们的心里面。
Do pray, Lord, put those words in our hearts.
等候迎接他再来，不光是信主的人，没有信主的人都要遇见他。
It's not just those who believe unto him that waiting and welcoming him to come back, but even those unbelievers also have to welcome his coming.
但是我们有预备的跟没有预备的会有很大的差异。
But there's a great difference between those who are ready or those who are not ready.
好，我们再看启示录十四章第四节。
And let's look at Book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 4.
第四、第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他， 他们是人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
我们读到这里就可以。我们看这一节里面有一段话叫：羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
And we see there's this says that.These were they which followed the Lamb wheresoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
主耶稣在地上是神的羔羊，他有他的脚踪。这里有一批人，他跟随羔羊的脚踪。
Lord Jesus on earth is the Lamb of God, and he has his footsteps. There's this group of people following the footsteps of the Lord.
这一个跟随产生一个结果，就是他们不但是从人间买的，也做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊，就是生命，就是首先成熟的。
And the result of this following is that they are redeemed from among men, becoming first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Those are the first fruits of their life being matured.
而且不但是这样，在第三节说他们在宝座前，在释活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。
And not only that, in verse 3 says that they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders.
所以这里有一个跟随，产生一个结果，不但生命成熟，而且可以坦然无惧到神的宝座，天上的宝座。
So this following, the result of this is that not only their life become mature, but also they can go to the heavenly throne before God.
这应该是我们的羡慕。
This should be our desire.
我们希望主给我们有一个愿意能够跟随他的心。
We do hope Lord gives us heart that we're willing to follow Him.
让他给我们新造的生命可以成熟。
So that He gives us this new life, we can become mature.
好，我们再看这个约翰福音第一章二十九节。
Let's look at Gospel Book of John, chapter 1, verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
这里讲到羔羊，神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽，他完成救赎这一段。
Here talk about the Lamb of God. He has taken away the sin of the world, has completed salvation.
然后再看三十五节。
And verse 35.
三五三十六。
35-36.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
在第三十七节。
And verse 37.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
所以主耶稣他不但这个来地上完成救赎的工作，他的脚踪也是一个可。羔羊的脚踪是可以跟随的脚踪。
So our Lord Jesus came to earth. Not only he has completed the work of salvation, but his footsteps are the footsteps of lamb which can be followed.
不过我们需要主智慧和启示的灵启示我们怎样能跟随他。
But we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal to us how we can follow him.
所以在这个启示录说有一群人跟随羔羊，生命成熟，而且来到宝座前。
So in Book of Revelation, there's a group of people, their life become mature and they follow the Lamb and able to come before the throne.
那约翰福音告诉我们，羔羊有他在地上行走的脚踪。
And in Gospel Book of John says that the Lamb of God has his footsteps to follow on his earth.
上次我们提到，羔羊来地上就什么？是他是这个在约翰福音第一章十四节说道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And last time we mentioned John chapter 1 verse 14 says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son Father, full of grace and truth.
这个住在我们中间，这个住就是支搭帐篷。
The word dwelt among us, which is tabernacle.
所以这里呢, 不只是在肉身上的自大帐篷,
so this is not just some tabernacle among us in his flesh.
其实神的心意就是, 到了时候, 新天新地, 要能够, 能够在地上, 能够降在地上。
But God's will is that when the time comes, the new heaven and new earth can be come on earth.
所以在启示录21章第3节, 这样说, 我听见有大声音从宝座出来, 说看啊, 神的帐幕在人间, 他要与人同住, 他们要做他的子民, 神要亲自与他们同在, 做他们的神。
So in Book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 says, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them.
所以主来,
and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them.
主来到地上, 自搭帐篷在人当中, 其实重要的是要成就, 启示录21章所说的, 看啊, 神的帐篷在人间。
So when our Lord Jesus tabernacle among men on earth, that is to fulfill what it says in chapter 21 of Revelation, verse 3, that behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
So we need
the Lord to help us.
今天我们很有机会经历主, 那个长主恩的滋味。
Today we have much chance to experience the Lord, to taste his goodness.
我们希望主帮助我们不要被地上的
So we need the Lord to help us not being limited by all things on earth.
因为新耶路撒冷是从天而降，不是从地上长起来的。
For the New Jerusalem is coming down from heaven, not grow out of earth.
所以今天如果我们在时间当中经历许多的事情，其实主是在我们身上做属天的工作。
So as today we experience much things in time, it's actually Lord's work on us to do the heavenly work.
所以羔羊的脚踪就是建造新耶路撒冷的脚踪。
So the footsteps of lamb is the footsteps to build up the new Jerusalem.
羔羊脚踪不但是建造新耶路撒冷脚踪, 羔羊的脚踪也是寻找心腹的脚踪。
Not only to build the new Jerusalem, but also his footsteps are to seek the bride.
这是约翰福音第2章告诉我们。
And that's what it tells us in books of Gospel Book of John, Chapter 2.
羔羊的脚踪同时也是洁净圣殿的脚踪。
Also, the footsteps of lamb is to cleanse the temple.
主自己的身体是圣殿, 我们是他的身体, 我们也是他的殿。
Lord's own body is the temple, and we are his body, therefore we are also his temple.
所以他要接近我们。
And he will cleanse us.
羔羊的脚踪也是把神的国度带下来的脚踪。
And the footsteps of lamb is also to bring down the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个是在约翰福音第3章告诉我们。
And that's what it tells us in John chapter 3.
这几章呢, 都跟生命有关系。
All those chapters has to do with life.
所以我们在跟随羔羊是从生命去跟随他。
So we follow the lamb out of our life.
所以你如果一直要用这个什么物质的这个层次的话, 你就
So it's very hard to follow him in from the material level.
所以在约翰福音第1章一直到第7章讲到生命。
So from John chapter 1 through 7 talks about life.
而讲到生命，最有一句话最重要的是什么？ 神给我们新造的生命是为着遵行他的旨意。
And when we talk about life, the most important thing is that as God gives us this new life, it's in order to follow His will.
也可以说是把神的旨意能够完成的，能够带出来。
That is to completely carry out the will of God.
所以当我们有主的新生命在我们里面的时候，我们不应该只是限制在我们地上的吃喝玩乐，或者是地上的生活。
So when we have this new life of God in us, we should not be just limited to all those daily lives in earth.
我们需要主启示我们，你这个生命要成就什么？
We need the Lord to reveal to us what does this life have to accomplish.
到我去见你的时候，我怎样能欢欢喜喜的能够见主？
So when we see the Lord, how can we joyfully see the Lord?
好，那我们今天再看到约翰福音第8章以后的。
Let's look at start from John chapter 8.
约翰福音这个，我想弟兄姊妹在读多半都有个印象。 第一章到第七章重点是在生命。
I think brothers and sisters have the impression that from John chapter 1 through 7, they focus upon life.
第八章到十二章有个很明显的重点在光。
From chapter 8 through 12, focus on light.
那在十三章以后在爱讲到神的爱。
And from chapter 13 and on, talks about the love of God.
所以跟随羔羊的脚踪也可以说是活在羔羊生命的这个实际里面。
So to follow the footsteps of the Lamb is also to live in the reality of the life of Lamb.
也活在羔羊是光的这个实际里面。
And also live in the reality that Lamb is the light.
那另外呢，当然他的爱是要充满我们。
And of course his love shall fill us.
好，那我们看一下这个约翰福音八章十一节。
Let's look at John chapter 8 verse 11.
他说主啊没有，耶稣说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
She said no man Lord, and Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more.
这里是有一个正在行淫被抓的妇人。
And there's this woman who was taking adultery.
结果很稀奇，人家只抓那个妇人，然后只抓一半，心应该是两个人，就只抓了那个妇人，然后要 来试探耶稣，说这样的人抓到后要怎么办，应该是不是用个石头打死他呢？
Although commit adultery should be two people, but they only took this woman, and then they were trying to tempting Jesus, saying that what should we do to this woman? Should we stone her to death?
那主耶稣回答他们说，你们谁没有罪的话，就可以先拿石头去打。
And then the Lord answered that whosoever does not sin, then you can be the first one who stone her.
就最后从老到少呢，一个一个都离开了。
So from the eldest to the youngest, that one by one left.
没有人拿石头去打那个妇人。
No one stoned the woman.
那所以主就问他说，那现在跑哪里去了呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
Then the Lord asked the woman that where are those your accusers? No man condemned you.
然后主耶稣就说，他说主啊没有，那耶稣就说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
And she said no man Lord, and Jesus said neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more.
我想我们读这段话应该我们读的好像很轻松。
I think when we read this it seems like it's easy to read.
但是主说这段话的时候他要付出代价的。
But when our Lord said this he has to pay the price.
什么代价呢？他说我也不定你的罪，那谁付这个罪的刑罚呢？代价呢？
What is the price? As Lord says that neither do I condemn you, and who is to pay the price of the sin?
主耶稣自己被钉十字架，自己去偿了这个罪的罪债。
It's our Lord Jesus himself crucified on the cross and takes the price of this debt, the sin.
但是下一个说什么？去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
But then he said, "Go and sin no more."
那我们这个明明是一个犯罪的罪人，怎么可以有机会说从此不要再犯罪了？
Since we are sinners, how can we say that we sin no more?
所以我们大家都经历了，我们如果没去想这些东西的时候，好像还比较容易一点。
We have all experienced that if we don't think about those, it seems easier.
你如果想一个主说不要做的事情，你越想你就越容易再去犯它。
But the more you think of something Lord tells us not to do, the easier we do them again.
所以主说这句话，他其实不是叫我们用我们旧生命来不犯罪。
So when Lord says this, it's not that he wants us to use our old life to sin no more.
我们的旧生命没有能力不犯罪。
Our old life has no capability of not sinning.
我们旧生命的最大的特性就是机会一来就会犯。
The special character of our old life is that whenever there's chance, we commit sin.
但是他说从此不要再犯罪了。
But then he said that sin no more.
我相信主说这个话不是光对那个行淫的妇人说。
I believe that our Lord said this not just to the adultery woman.
这也是对我说的。
Also speak to me.
对我们每一位说的。
To speak to each one of us.
主很愿意赦免我们的罪。
Lord is so willing to forgive our sins.
但是赦完之后呢?
But what happens afterwards?
他恐怕要向这个对这个妇人讲说, 去吧,从此不要再犯罪了。
Probably he should say to us, just like he said to a woman, go and sin no more.
所以如果我们不断地犯罪,再赦免,再犯罪,再赦免, 你说这种日子好过不好过?
So do you think it's easy for your life to be you keep sinning and then keep getting forgiveness?
它只证明我们是个犯罪的人。
It only proves that we are sinners who sin.
那证明我们没有行义的能力。
And to prove that we have no ability to do any righteousness.
好，那我再请大家看一段圣经。
So please.
在罗马书第五章第九、第十、十一。
Please look at Book of Romans chapter 5, verse 9 through 11.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。Much
more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，借着神儿子的死，得与神和好。既已和好。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他与神为乐。And
not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
在第九节说， 我们靠着他的血得称义，更要借着他免去神的愤怒。这个免去就是从神的愤怒中被拯救出来。In
verse 9 says that now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the world through him. This word "safe" is also being delivered from the world.
这个拯救是靠什么呢？靠耶稣基督的宝血。
So how can we be delivered? That is through the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
一面是我们的良心。 得平安的，得洁净。On
the one hand, our conscience should have peace and been cleansed.
另外一面呢，当这个末了的时候，神的愤怒临到的时候，我们可以免去了。On
the other hand, at the end, when God's wrath comes upon us, we can be delivered.
所以这一段呢，就是因着他的宝血得拯救。So
this verse says that we are being saved through His precious blood.
所以这个。 主对这个妇人说：“我也不定你的罪。”So
Lord told this woman, "I also do not condemn you."
我不定你的罪，就是神的愤怒不会临到你了。我替你承担了。I
do not condemn you. It's that the wrath of God will not be upon you. I have bared this for you.
然后呢，罗马书第五章第十节说，最后一句话说，更要因他的生，就是因他的生命得救。And
Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 10 says that we shall be saved by his life.
这因他的生命得救呢，这其实就是罗马书第六章一直到第八章讲到圣灵给我们，把生命给我们，生命圣灵的律给我们。That
is saved by his life is what it talks about in Book of Romans chapter 6 through 8 that Holy Spirit have given us the Spirit of life.
所以如果我们是不断的犯罪又赦免，不断的犯罪又赦免。
So if we keep sinning and be forgiven and we keep repeating this,
你容不容易以神为乐呢?
Is it easily that we will have God to be our joy?
从我自己觉得，我觉得很难以神为乐。
I think for me it's hard to find joy in God.
因为我只是不断地做重复的事情，重复发生，发生了以后再发生，发生了再发生。
Because I'm just doing all those repetitive things.
但是呢，如果 这样就讲说，因他的生命得救，就生命可以成长起来，可以胜过那个要使我犯罪的环境。But
because by we are saved by his life, as this life grows and able to enables us to overcome the environment that allows us to sin.
可以胜过那些要使我犯罪的引诱挑战。And
to overcome all the temptation and challenges that will lead me to sin.
那我就知道，这个胜过。 不是我,
主真的给了一个新的生命在我身上。
Then I know that this overcoming is not because of myself, but it's because of the new life the Lord has given me.
所以我来到神面前不会只有认罪，我应该是常常要赞美。
So when I come before God, it's not that I only repent in my sins, but I should always praise.
这个赞，这个以神为乐，其实就指着神夸口啊。
To have joy in God is that to boast in God.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
So that's something so precious.
所以主耶稣他讲这段话，就他必须要钉十字架。
So as our Lord Jesus talk about this, is that he must be crucified on the cross.
啊，他必须要钉十字架，以至于怎么样说？他说我不定你的罪了。
He has to be crucified on the cross. Therefore, he say that I do not condemn you.
所以他说从此你不要再犯罪了。
And therefore, he said that sin no more.
这不是叫他用自己的能力、自己的旧生命去不犯罪。
That is not to tell her use her old life and her own ability to not sin.
因为主耶稣钉十字架的时候，把这个妇人同钉死了。
For when our Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, he also crucified her together on the cross.
主耶稣埋葬的时候，把这个妇人也一起埋了。
When our Lord was buried, this woman was also buried together.
主耶稣复活，那个新的生命就在他里面也出来了。
And when our Lord Jesus resurrected, this new life also outcome from her.
所以这里是很宝贵的。
So it's so precious here.
所以羔羊的脚中就证明耶稣是基督。
So the footsteps of the lamb is to prove that Jesus is Christ.
耶稣不但是基督，耶稣是神荣耀彰显的器皿。
Jesus is not only Christ, but Jesus is also the vessel to manifest the glory of God.
所以他的说话，他的行事，神的荣耀会显出来。
So whatever he does, he says, God's glory should be manifested.
那耶稣基督拯救我们，不是只有他成为荣耀神荣耀彰显的器皿，而是所有蒙恩得救的人也可以成为神荣耀彰显的器皿。
And as Lord Jesus saves us, not only himself become the vessel to manifest the glory of God, but all those who are saved by grace can also become such vessels.
所以他有个宣告说，这是在约翰福音第八章二十三节。
So there's a proclamation which is in Book of John chapter 8 and verse 23.
耶稣对他们说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。你们是属这世界，我是不属这世界的。
And Jesus said unto them, You are from beneath, I'm from above. You are of this world, I'm not of this world.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信，我是基督，必要死在罪中。
I said therefore unto you that you should die in your sins. For if you believe not that I'm he shall die in you should die in your sins.
我们再看一段八章二十八、二十九节。
And let's look at chapter 8, verse 28, 29.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的。我说这话，乃是照着父所教训我的。
Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things.
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always these things that please him.
主说，你们若不信，我是基督，必要死在罪中。
Lord says that if you do not believe that I'm Christ, then you should die in your sins.
然后又说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
And then also say that after you lift up the Son of Man, you should know that I'm Christ.
那基督是什么意思？
So what does it mean by Christ?
旧约是讲弥赛亚。
In the Old Testament, talk about Messiah.
基督就是受膏者。
Christ is the anointed one.
就是圣灵被圣灵膏抹的。
Being anointed by the Holy Spirit.
那主讲说，你必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。
And Lord also says that you should know that I'm Christ. I know that I do nothing by myself.
所以主说他是基督，然后他被钉十字架，或他做了许多的事情，他做一个见证说什么呀？这每一件事情， 没有一件是出于他自己的。
So the Lord says that he is the Christ and he being crucified. And he also testified that for all those things he has done, there's nothing done by himself.
所以就是圣灵在他里面做父要做的事情，父有什么话要说，父有什么工作要做，在他里面 来做工。
So Father in him, that's whatever the work Father would like to do or whatever things Father would like to say and do all those things through him.
他是神的儿子，他是基督，但是他跟随圣灵的高，他受圣，他跟随圣灵的引导 来行事。
He is the Son of God and he is Christ, but he follows the leading of the Holy Spirit to do everything.
那他告诉我们说这样的，他说那差我来与我同在。那原来父就是在天上，怎么会同在呢？圣灵与他同在。
And he tells us that the one he sent him is with him, and so Father has never left him. And how can the one who sent him be with him? That is through the Holy Spirit with him.
所以如果是一个被圣灵充满，可以跟随圣灵的人，那个神同在的经历，要实在是无限的丰富。
So for some being filled by the Holy Spirit, who can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then the experience of being filled by Holy Spirit is so abundant.
他不止这样说，他说，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
And he also says that Father has not left him alone, for I always do these things that please him.
有时候，即使我们信了主之后，我们也觉得很孤单呢。
Sometimes even after we believe the Lord, we feel lonely.
但是你有没有因为在主圣灵的同在里面，你不觉得孤单？
But,
因为父与你同在。
But have you felt that under the presence of the Holy Spirit, you do not feel lonely because the Father is with you?
有时候我们会忽略这件事情。
Sometimes we neglect this.
我们把神的同在看得不是太重要。
We do not see it to be so important about the presence of God.
我们周围呢最好一些，我们常常可以嘻嘻哈哈，然后呢又吵又闹又打又跳的这些人在一起。
We might prefer all those friends who are next to us who can entertain us.
这样我们就不觉得孤单。
Then we don't feel lonely.
但是你如果进到深处去，你就发现人还是孤单的。
But if you really enter deeper, then you realize you're still lonely.
好一些那些怎么叫演那个叫什么那个专门制造给人家制造欢乐的叫什么
comedian 那个
就是小丑对不对？
There are many comedians.
他们让人笑得这个人仰马翻的，但他们的暗中呢，里面十分的孤单。
They might make people laugh, but then within them they are very lonely.
所以怎么样说？但是呢，我们有个特权。圣灵充满我们，赋予我们同在。
But we have a privilege that the Holy Spirit fills us and the Father is with us.
这不是只有主耶稣，这所有信主的人有这个特权。
It's not only our Lord has the privilege, but also for all those who believe on Him.
因为不孤单，有神的同在，所以呢，神有什么喜悦的事情，我们应该心里会受引导，会知道。
Because we don't feel lonely and there's the presence of God, therefore whatever pleases God, we shall be guided and we know.
所以主说他常做父所喜悦的事。
And therefore our Lord says that he often do the things that please Father.
换成像讲大卫，他就是个合神心意的人。
So for example, David, then he is someone after God's own heart.
这对我们来讲是个很大的鼓励。
And that's a very big encouragement to us.
所以你跟随羔羊。你可以那么享受父的同在，在圣灵里面享受父的同在，也可以怎么样，也可以做一个合神心意的人。
So following the footsteps of the Lamb, that in the Holy Spirit we can enjoy Father's presence, and we also become the man after God's own heart.
好，那我们再看另外一段圣经，八章三十到三十二节。
So let's look at John chapter 8 verse 30 to 32.
耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
As he spoke these words, many believe on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
你们必晓得真理，
真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
常常遵守我的道。
Often keep my words.
这个常常呢，其实原文是住的意思。
This often means to abide.
所以我们今天看懂的神的话，我们得着的神的话，有没有住在神的话里？
So today when we understand his words and we have received his words, have we been abiding in his words?
就住在神的话里面，就是不管别人住不住，但是我们要住。
To abide in God's words, regardless other people abide or not, but we have to dwell in it.
诗篇119篇讲神的话都方方面面讲了很多。
Psalm 119 talks so many different aspects about words of God.
他说你的话语一解开，就是与人通达。
That it says that once your words are open, then it makes the foolish people understand.
所以我们如果常常被主的话开启，我们会变聪明的。
So if we are often being opened up by Lord's words, then we can become wise.
所以不要把读圣经当做一个很普通的事情。
So do not take it reading the Bible to be something so ordinary.
你要神的智慧、神的聪明在你身上丰富，你不可能不好好的看清楚神讲什么话。
You need God's understanding and God's wisdom to be abundant in you. It's a must that you have to understand God's words.
但是不是光你知道他讲什么。
But it's not only that you know what he's talking about.
他说住在我的话里面。
But he said to abide in his words.
诗篇109篇说什么，我的话，你的话就是什么，我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Psalm 190 says that his words are the light before our feet and the lamp before our path.
所以主的话会引导我们的脚步。
So the Lord's words will guide our footsteps.
当主的话也是生命在里面。
And also our Lord's words are life within.
但这里强调就是说，如果我们住在这个话里面，就真的是他的门徒。
And here focus upon if we truly abide in his words, then we are truly his disciples.
所以这里好像问我一个问题。
So here is asking myself a question.
我们信主读圣经这么长的时间。
It's been such a long time we believe the Lord and read the Bible.
有几句圣经是对我有重大影响。
How many verses truly have a big impact on me?
这个影响是把我整个人扭转到神面前去。
And this impact is to truly turn myself upside down to before the Lord.
不但是叫我明白神的旨意，而是叫我能够确定我活在神面前。
And not just help me to understand God's will, but to ensure that I live before God.
所以我们读圣经不是为别人读。
So we do not read the Bible for others.
不是为聚会读。
And do not just read for the meeting.
不是要告诉别人说我读很多圣经，我记得很多圣经。
Not to tell others that I have read so much Bible, I remember so many of them.
恐怕我们需要知道说，有多少圣经我是住在里面的。
And we have to know that how many of the scriptures live abiding us.
如果我们把整本圣经都背起来，但没有一句住在里面，那圣经与我还是客观的，没什么关系。
So if we memorize the entire Bible, but we do not abide in His words, then all those words are still objective ones.
所以主说。常常遵守我的道。
So Lord says that always continue in my word.
就真是我的门徒了。
Then you are my disciples indeed.
然后你们必晓得真理。
And you should know the truth.
然后真理必叫你得自由。
Truth shall make you free.
所以这里什么？先住到话里面去，才明白真理。
So first is to abide in the words, then understand the truth.
然后真理叫我们得自由。
And then the truth set us free.
得自由就得释放啊。
Receive freedom is to be set free.
这也是一个很宝贵的经历啊。
And that's a very precious experience.
你有多少机会，你有经历多少机会，因为读了主的话，主的话藏在你的心里，你真能得释放。
How often you have experienced that after you read Lord's words and the words abide in you, and therefore you are set free.
所以一个跟随羔羊的人，应该是一个得释放的人。
So for someone following the Lamb should be someone being set free.
得自由就是向着神自由，对不对？那么向着神说是，向撒旦说不。
To receive the freedom means that there is freedom before God that is able to say yes to God and say no to Satan.
好，再看一段圣经。
And then next scripture.
八章三十五、三十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 35, 36.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以，天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
这里讲说奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。那就是问我们一个问题：我们是神的儿女，但是我们有没有活在神儿女的实际、儿子的这个实际底下？
Here says the servant abides not in the house, but the son abides. So it asks us a question that we are the children of God, but are we really living in such a reality?
如果是有儿子的实际，我就来到父家呢，是活在父家的那个，我愿意活在父家的实际里面。
If we have this reality of being son, then therefore we come before Father's house and we live in there in reality as well.
所以今天如果我们大部分的弟兄姊妹或者所有弟兄姊妹都活在这个儿子的实际里面，而且是住在家里面的实际里面。
So if most of brothers to brothers sisters today that live in the reality of son and also in the reality of living in the father's house.
所以人来到我们当中，不但是遇见神儿子，遇见我们的天父。
So when people come amongst us, not only they have met the son of God, but also meet our heavenly father.
人会觉得这里是他的家，因为他愿意接受主的时候，他知道 他回家了啊，那个家对他是实在是永远的家。
Then people will feel home to them, and as they are willing to accept the Lord, then they feel that they are returned home in such reality.
所以这段话啊是提醒我们的。
So that is to remind us.
然后这个八章五十一节。
And then chapter 8 verse 51.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death.
就是主的话，刚讲是我们在主的话里面，现在是主的话在我里面，我保守他的话。
So we previously talked about that Lord's words are in we live in His words, but now we are now is that Lord's words in us.
所以这个话在我们里面，他说永远不见死亡。
So the words in us that we shall never see death.
所以主的话是把我们带到那个复活的层次。
So Lord's words bring us into the resurrection.
叫我们不被死亡捆绑起来。
So we are not being bound by death.
所以这样的基督徒，在他身上常常可以看见主的同在和显现。
So in such question, we can often see the presence and the manifestation of God.
好，那我们再看这个，在第九章，这个，约翰福音第九章。
Then let's look at John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章是说到有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
It talks about a born blind man.
然后呢，门徒就问他说：“是这个人犯罪呢？”是他父母亲犯罪呢？
And his Lord's disciple asked the Lord that whether this man sinned or his parents sinned.
然后主耶稣回答说，不是这个人犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪，乃是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
And Lord answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but has to manifest the work of God on this man.
所以神的儿子来地上，羔羊的角中是把神的工作、神的作为显出来。
So the Son of God come to earth. The footstep of the Lamb is to manifest the work of God.
所以他一显出来，人就遇见神。
So as soon as it's being manifested, then people meet God.
然后呢，他就去医治那个生来瞎眼的。
Then our Lord went to heal the man who was born blind.
他这个就叫他用泥弄他的眼睛，然后叫他到希罗亚池子去洗一洗。
And so the Lord mixed with the clay with the spittle and asked him to wash in the pool of Siloam.
然后他去洗一洗就看见了。
And after he washed, he could see.
所以一面来看到怎么样说，神的儿子有工作在这个人身上。
So on the one hand, we see the Son of God has a work on this person.
那当主耶稣吩咐他去洗的时候，他就去了。
And when our Lord asked him to wash, he went.
然后这个去呢, 他就, 之后, 他就看见了。
And after he went, he could see.
所以这里这一段话, 就看, 给我们, 给我们看到, 神要开人的眼睛, 需要人是顺服的。
So here shows us that in order for God to open one's eyes, this man has to be obedient.
如果我们缺少一个顺服的心, 顺服的态度, 顺服的实际, 神要开我的眼睛, 我没有办法给他开。
If we lack this heart or attitude or the reality of being obedient, then God is not able to open our eyes.
而且这个眼睛被开了之后, 对神儿子的认识是逐渐的那个进步的。
And after the eyes being opened, then the understanding toward God is increased gradually.
所以如果我们没有一个顺服的态度, 没有一个带成顺服的实际, 眼睛不但没有开启, 那个进步也没有了。
And if we do not have the attitude or the reality of being obedient, not only our eyes not being open, but also we cannot improve.
所以这个人他刚刚被医治的时候，你要问他说他是谁呀？他说他应该是个先知吧。
So when this person first being healed, then other people ask him who is the one that opened his eyes. Then he said might be a prophet.
然后人就给他很多压力，也给他父母亲压力。
So people gave him and his parents so much pressure.
然后呢, 找他再来问说, 这个, 你到底怎么回事啊? 你怎么眼睛怎么可以看见呢?
And then ask him again, what exactly happened? How can your eyes see?
然后那个看你眼睛的应该是个罪人吧? 不然不会在安息日做这件事吧?
And the one who opened your eyes should be a sinner, and otherwise he would not have done this thing on Sabbath.
但是他说, 他是个罪人不是, 我不知道, 但有一件事情我知道, 从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见。And
he said that I do not know whether he's a sinner or not, but one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你信主到现在，你有没有觉得你的眼睛是被开启了？I
don't know if from the time you believe the Lord until now, you have felt that your eyes being opened.
我自己是觉得，我如果没有信主的话，我是真的是生来瞎眼的。
I truly feel that if I have not believed the Lord, I was really a born blind.
许多神话语里面的宝贵的、重大的，我一概不知道。
So many precious and important words of God that I did not know at all.
你告诉我，我也不相信。
And I did not even believe, even if you tell me.
但主怜悯我，开了我的眼睛。
But the Lord has mercy on me and opened my eyes.
我对主的认识不够，但是呢，有一件事情，他是怎样的一位主，我不清楚。但是呢，我知道什么？ 我以前是瞎眼，我现在看见。I
don't really know much about our Lord, but there's one thing I know was that I was blind, but now I see.
然后呢，犹太人又给他压力。Then
the Jews further gave him much pressure.
啊，所以你看这个压力都其实压力带来好处。So
actually, all those pressure bring out much benefit.
我们信主之后，你不要躲压力。So
after we believe the Lord, do not be afraid of pressure.
有压力有挑战来，你应该到。 主面前去,
when the pressure and challenges come, you should come, go before the Lord.
压力挑战不是叫我们离开主, 压力挑战是叫我们对主的认识越来越清楚。
All the pressure and challenges are not to lead us away from the Lord, but all those should help us to understand the Lord's will even more.
我们所得的拯救是有把握的, 我们对神的心意在压力当中呢, 好像把我这个, 我这里面不能明白, 不能看得懂的那个障碍的出去了。
We should be fully assured with what the salvation we have received, and under all the pressure and challenge, then Lord, just help us to understand what we do not understand and improve us.
所以犹太人对这个人压力的结果是什么？
So what's the result of all the pressure from Jews?
他起头想说，哎，我眼睛看见，看见就看见了，没有再多想别的。
At first, he only thought, oh, okay, my eyes are open, then he did not think of anything else.
但是犹太人一次、两次、三次的压力来,
but with all the pressure, different times from the Jews,
然后找他的问,再问,再问,
and they keep asking him.
然后他有一句话回答说,
then he answered,
我方才告诉你们,你们不听, 为什么现在又要听呢? 莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗?
And he told them that I have told you already and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear again that will you also be his disciples?
主耶稣把他医了之后根本就离开了。主耶稣没有说来跟从我, 没有像那个, 那个对其他的门徒讲说，你来跟从，没有讲这句话。
Our Lord already left after he healed this man, and he did not say to this man like he said to other people that follow me.
但是他所得到的救恩，所得到的这个开启是真实的。
But the salvation and the revelation he has received are so real.
然后这个多次多重的压力压了走，他说，我是他的门徒，你也要吗？
And then after all this pressure, then he said that I'm his disciple. Then would you like to be one as well?
还不是这样子的。
And not only that.
在九章三十到三十三节说，那人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他是从哪里来的，这真奇怪，真是奇怪。
And then chapter 9 verse 30 says, the man answered, why hearing is the marvelous thing that you know not from where he comes from, and he has opened my eyes.
我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的，神才听他。
And we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and does his will, that he hears.
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎眼的眼睛开了。
Since the world began, as it has not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind.
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
这是一个宣告的话。
That's a proclamation.
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
If this man is not from God, he could do nothing.
你看这个压力挑战是好处还是坏处啊？
So do you think it's good for all the pressure and challenges?
好处。
Good, those are benefits.
他越被挑战的结果，他知道他今天所得着的是从神来的，从宝座来的。
The more challenges he faced, then he realized that what he has received is from the throne, from God.
然后，等他到了这个地步之后呢，主耶稣才来找他。
Then until he reached this point, then our Lord came to seek him.
九章三十五节到三十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 35 to 38.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他就说，你信神的儿子吗？
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talks with thee.
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
你看多简单啊，主耶稣说，我就是神的儿子，他马上说，我就相信。
How easy it was. Our Lord said that I'm the Son of God, and the man immediately says, I believe.
他不会再像那些法利赛人啊，或者那些犹太人的，你再证明一下给我看，你是什么，到底是什么，你是神的儿子，你再使用什么证据给我看看。
Unlike the Pharisees or Jews, that they tell Jesus to prove to them that he's the Son of God.
他不需要任何的证据。
He doesn't need any more proofs.
在他身上发生的事情，就叫他相信这是神儿子做的。
What happened on him caused him to believe that this was done by the Son of God.
然后他就拜耶稣，他回到神的面前。
Then he worshipped the Lord and he returned to God.
那讲到他是神的儿子呢，我觉得有一段话对我是很有帮助的，给大家参考一下。
So talking about he's the Son of God, there is a verse that's very helpful to me.
哥罗西书第一章十五到二十三节。
Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15 through 23.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
因为万有都是他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he's before all things, and by him all things.All things consist.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上
居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he may have the preeminence.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleased the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I said, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet has not, now has he reconciled.
但如今借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可遮蔽，把你们引到自己面前。
In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传与普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which we preach to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
这是另外一位被开眼睛的。
That's another person whose eyes been opened.
保罗。
Paul.
他得救的时候，眼睛瞎了，然后主再开他的眼睛。
When he got saved, his eyes became blind, then the Lord opened his eyes.
然后呢？他看见神的儿子就是神自己。
Then he saw that the Son of God is God himself.
不但是神自己，是一切的创造者，万有的创造者。
Not only God himself, but the creator of all things.
而且是在所有的一切的执政掌权的，在所有的权柄之上。
But he's above all the authority and dominions.
不但在所有权柄之上，他说什么？所有的创造都是为着他造，借着他造，都是为他的，所以生命的意义是为着他。
But not only that, but all the things that created are for him and by him. So therefore, the meaning of life is of him.
然后讲到教会的时候，我们这些被主宝血所买赎回来的。
And talking about church, for all of us who are being purchased by his precious blood.
教会是他的身体，他就是那个头。
The church is his body, he is the head.
所以如果我们真的认识他是神的儿子，他应该在我们个人跟团体身上做头。
So if we truly know that he is the son of God, then he should be the head on us individually and corporately.
他不但做头呢，他是那个发动者 ,initiator.
Not only he's the head, but he's also the initiator.
所以呢，他在凡事上居首位。
Therefore, he's the head of all things.
所以我们说我们认识神的儿子，这个实际在我们身上，如果没有实际，恐怕我们的认识还不够神儿子所要我们认识的那个实际。
Therefore, when we talk about to know the Son of God, if this does not become the reality in us, then we still do not know enough.
他不但要居首位，他什么？他是让我们因为他居首位，他做头，他在凡事上做起。做启动者，所以呢，他要把我们带到神所预备的一切丰富里面去。
Not only he have all the preeminence, but because he's the head and he's the initiator of all things, so he should bring us into all the riches of God.
我记得有一个弟兄哈，他在一篇文章里写，他说圣灵只要工作五分钟哈，比我们努力一百年还要厉害。
I remember a brother said that if for a Holy Spirit to work for 5 minutes is even greater than ourselves work for 100 years.
所以我们希望不要看错了，让神做工，让神做一切的主做头。我们所经历的丰富都是地上的这些物质是没有办法算的。
So we have to know that to let our Lord be the head.And be the preeminent, then all the riches we experience cannot be counted in the material world.
是胜过死亡的，是超过时间空间的，是超过一切属地的，是真的是不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的。
that overcomes death and overcomes the time and space and also overcomes all the it's overcome all the flesh and also cannot be corrupted.
我们实在需要主开我们的眼睛，神的儿子到底是怎么样的一位？
We truly need the Lord to open our eyes to see who exactly is the Son of God.
如果我们让他做头，这实在是高抬我们了。
If we let him be our head, then it's truly lifting us up.
所以他不但是这个要把我们带到丰富，他也把十字架的路给我们。
So he does not only bring us into all his fullness, but also he gives us the way of cross.
他先为我们经过十字架。
He first for us.To go on the cross,
叫我们与父神和好。
So we can be reconciled with the Father.
所以他十字架的工作不但是与叫我们与父神和好，万有都与神和好。
So the work of His work on the cross not only help us to reconcile with God, but also all things can be reconciled with God.
所以如果我们是连与他的十字架，与他同钉十字架，我们活在跟随羔羊，在羔羊的十字架的实际里面。
So therefore, we are crucified together with him, and we follow the Lamb and live in the reality of following the Lamb.
他既然叫万有都与神和好，那我们彼此之间有任何的障碍都没有什么可以提的。为什么？他已经叫万有都与他很好了。
Since he led all things to reconcile with God, then among us, if there are any obstacles or hindrance, then those are really nothing.
但是这实在是需要信心。
But truly we need a faith for this.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
需要主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
他是怎样的？那个神是怎样的一位？
How exactly who he is?
他在万有中，他在受造物中，他怎样的地位？
What kind of position in all the created things?
他在教会中是什么地位？
And what kind of position he has in church?
我们求主启示我们。
We need the Lord to reveal to us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你把你的圣话写在圣经里面。
Lord, we thank you for writing down your words in the Bible.
我们也谢谢你让我们有机会读到这些的话。
And thank you for giving us a chance to read them.
我们求你智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，丰富的在我们身上运行。
Pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and works fully among us.
你怎样开那生来瞎眼的，看见了，而且看见你是神的儿子。
How you have opened the eyes of the born blind man to see that, not only see, but see that you are the Son of God.
愿我们也能够有同样的看见，而且能欢欢喜喜的，能够向世人宣告，你是基督，你是神的儿子。
And do pray we also have the same seeing and also joyfully we can proclaim to the world that you are Christ, the Son of God.
求你不要放过我们，在我们身上做成你要做成的工作。
Do not let us go, but accomplish the work you would like to accomplish on us.
教我们怎样跟随羔羊，以至于能够生命长大成熟。
Teach us how to follow the Lamb so our life can be mature.
教我们怎样跟随羔羊，以至于蒙你的怜悯。甚至可以能够来到父的宝座前。
Teach us how to follow the Lamb so we can find mercy before you and also come before the throne of God.
谢谢你还给我们机会，求你成全你所给我们的机会。
Thank you for still giving us the opportunity. Do pray you can fulfill the opportunity you have given us.
谢谢主。
Thank Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.